comedy, mushroom, cult, podcast. Sup, sup, sup. How we feeling? Face is a little different today. We had a little Britney Spears moment yesterday, okay? It is what it is. The world's a little fucking wonky right now. We're just riding, you know? We're just riding, okay? We just gotta keep this ball rolling. We gotta keep pushing this goddamn rock up the goddamn hill, okay? That's all we're doing. We're all Sisyphus, and some of us are putting the sissy in Sisyphus the last couple of days, okay? Coffee sip real quick. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I shaved my beard off. It was a bad idea. I think that's like when a woman gives herself bangs. I think that that's what kind of happened, is like, you just want to feel in control of something. Like, everything is up in the air right now. I mean, we've got like a little bit of a rundown going today. I mean, none of it's good news. Have you tried to look for good news lately? Like, I mean, the sun's out. It's Chicago. The sun's out again. It's doing that fucking horseshit thing where it's like 70 degrees, and then the next day it's like 40 degrees, and then the next day it's 30 degrees, and then the next day it's like 30 degrees again, and then the next day it's fucking 65, 70. It's a 69 degrees. Nice. Today, and I'm gonna go sit by the lake after I'm done with this, and I get this fucking video uploaded. You know, if the audio's not up right away, we need a little bit of vitamin D in our life. We need to absorb some love. We can't just be giving it out all the time. You know, maybe we get a little too excited from time to time. Just giving love out. You're just used to give. That's what we do around here. I've lectured you guys about taking, but it's on me a little bit. We shouldn't just give. We're all human beings. We all like fall into the programming we think that we're supposed to do to make people like us. And then we just remember that we're actually enough. But unfortunately, we do that after we shave off our fucking beard and realize that like it's kind of a sham. I've been a little too worried about my vanity anyways lately. I mean, I set my fucking cell phone up on portrait mode in the gym downstairs the other day when I was working out to try to get a good picture at a thirst trap on Threads. We don't do that. I mean, sure, we've been doing that for a little bit, but we don't need to, all right? We're looking for outside validation in places just because we want a sense of normalcy. Like, everything's up in the air right now. Like, I've been hired and then ghosted and then hired again by the same new job 3 times now. I haven't been working at Soldier Field for a while, so money's real tight. Don't have a car, so getting out of town for gigs is a little rough. You know, like, things are piling up. We're in war. We're at war with Iran because our fucking satanic pedophile president. I don't know if he ate anybody, so I don't want to put him on cannibal. I don't know if he's satanic either. I don't know if he believes in anything. So our pedophile president is owned by Israel. And, like, it's very fun watching other, like, there's a podcast called The Rest is Politics, and there's a U.S. version, and neither one of them want to, like, be like, hey, this is, they keep, like, pussyfooting around it about how, like, the U.S. is in this, and, like, Trump's the one who's in charge of it, and, like, when are they going to start holding Israel accountable and, like, stop fun, like, it's never going to happen. The word Epstein files have never come up once. And, like, the few podcasts that I've paid attention to on this, just trying to get more news about Iran and what's going on over there. But, like, the world's real heavy, you know? It is what it is. Things are shifting, things are being weird. But we can't get sucked into it the whole time, all the time. But, like, be easy on yourselves. That's kind of the point of this little chat. If you need to cut your hair into bangs, if you need to, like, fucking trim off your beard for no reason, you just want to see what it looks like, remind yourself that you have a beard for a reason. And now I have to, like, I mean, it's already stubbly a little bit, so that's good that I'm, like, a man and can grow it back kind of quickly. It'll be back in a week or two, hopefully, completely. It might look better with it being short. But it is what it is. If you need to be a little crazy, be a little crazy. I likened it to, like, symbolically killing myself yesterday. Not like self-harm isn't a good thing. Killing yourself is inherently not a great thing. We can have that philosophical debate at some other time. If you're thinking about killing yourself, call a professional. I mean, fuck, if you need to, reach out to me. I'll tell you it's a bad idea. I mean, I'm not anybody to tell you what to do with your life. I mean, it's your life. I'd be lying if you're an adult who hasn't thought about it, I don't know, maybe, like, try something new. And I mean, it's, you don't want to, obviously don't do it, like, for sure don't do it, but, like, I liken it to, and forgive me if I've said this before, I probably have, I've said it 1,000 times in real life, not just the podcast, so, like, I'm sure it's come up on here. But it's, like, one of those things where, like, you always gotta keep your head on a swivel. Pretending that suicide or, like, harming yourself isn't a thing or isn't an option is when it sneaks up on you, you know? That's how it always comes up. You gotta know that it's a possibility. And you fucking meter for it, you know? Or, like, you adjust for it. Like, ooh, there's the dark thought again. You see it. You recognize it. You go, oh, that's not a great thought. Now you don't ignore it. You have to give it its time. You can't let it plant itself in you. It's like weeds, you know? Your mind is a garden. And it's your mind, here we go. Your mind is a garden next to, like, a highway. And just people are just, like, throwing seeds out of their car at all times. Now, you can, as much as you want, you can try to cultivate that garden. You can try to control who's driving by and throwing those seeds in there. That's who you surround yourself with. Friends, family, the society that you live in, the world that you're trying to be a part of. You can control it to a certain amount. But you can't control everything. You can't control the seeds that are being thrown in there. You can't control the seeds that start growing. And if you get a weed, like some sort of suicidal ideation or thought of, like, just bad thoughts about yourself, depression, anxiety, etc., they're gonna grow. And if you just ignore them, they grow into, like, an invasive species and take over. But if they grow, and you notice them, and you realize that that's a thing, that that's something that is happening, you have to acknowledge it. You have to give it its space. Like, okay, cool. We let the cracks open up a little bit. Somehow a weed got in here. But now we gotta pluck it. We have to deal with it. And then move on. We have to try to... we can cultivate our garden, but we don't know what's growing until it's already starting to grow. And if we continue to ignore it and say that those thoughts don't happen or that our garden... they happen to other people, and it's very selfish when people let it overcome the rest of their garden. And it's like, no. Sometimes you just stop paying attention to the garden. And then the weeds overtake it. Or, like, an invasive bug comes in and starts eating the good plants, so the bad ones grow. Now you do what you can. and you notice it. And you can't be, like, too vigilant on it. You ever meet somebody who's, like, a psycho about their garden and puts up those, like, no dogs peeing close to here signs? Like, anybody can control where their dog pees? Like those people are, like, hyper-vigilant on it. And in that, then they, like, get in the, they overcorrect. They make sure that no weeds grow. That only the plants that they want to grow. And then when something goes wrong, it all fucking falls apart. That happens. It happens to me all the time. Then there are times where you just, like, hey, I've been good at tending my garden. I can see the fucking tomatoes are coming in. Oh, I didn't even remember planting thyme. That's fun. I've been wanting to put some herbs in here. Lilacs? Ooh. Who doesn't like lilacs? We can just let this go. Then you come back and you look at it and you're like, oh, fuck. There's all these weeds in here. I was too busy assuming that my garden was tended and it was good. And then you just have to get in there and you have to sit with it and fucking, you have to put the work in. Pull out those weeds. Restructure how you're doing things. Pay a little closer attention for a little bit. And then it's okay. You know, there's nothing ever. Life has seasons. Everything's got to die for it to come back and do it. Now you can't just sit there and fucking tear up your own garden, i.e., kill yourself. And if you do, you do. And I'm sorry that you make that choice. And unfortunately, it's a real thing. But we can't just ignore it. We have to keep the garden going, you know? Mental health update. This is supposed to be some sort of a comedy podcast. But I don't know, the world's heavy. Every single person I've talked to right now is having some sort of problem with something. Now, I mean, there's fucking, like, ICE is in airports now. Quote unquote, sorry, I'm on video, can hard air quote it too. Helping TSA because the government isn't funding them. And there's, like, a real funny thing that's going on. There's, like, a pretty famous picture of, like, a younger, attractive black woman, capital B. Can't disrespect them. Oh, we got to make the point first. We can't disrespect capital B black people just because they're with ICE. Even though it kind of seems like an exception to the rule. I feel like if you sign up to be part of ICE or, like, a cop, we can, like, leave identity politics out of this. Like, the thing that I'm alluding to, there's, like, she's, like, a younger, attractive black woman who is working for ICE that people took a picture of her, and, like, people are like, how can she do this, blah, 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 and then other people are like, well, what we need to do is not just highlight the young black woman. And it's like, hey, you have to be the best person. Like, you have to make a moral stance out of, like, giving a black person a little bit more sway on joining ICE. Like, we all understand the reasons why somebody would join ICE if they're a person of color. Like, the system has made so many people poor that one of the easiest ways right now to make money is to join ICE or join the armed services. And either way, you're going to fucking get killed for a pedophile's fucking plan. But, like what we can't do. Like, this is why Democrats always lose. Is because of shit like that. Where it's like, we need to stop. Like, no, like, this is a perfect... That, unfortunately, racism's a thing, okay? I mean, we wouldn't have ICE without racism. All right? Unfortunately, racism's a thing. So, like, yes, pointing out the young black woman who's with ICE is inherently a little racist. Because nobody's going, like, can you believe these white people are racist? They're like, of course white people are racist, right? And I think what a lot of people are having a hard time with this young black woman who is an ICE agent is realizing that it may not just be race on why people do this. People are terrified for their livelihoods because of a system that perpetuates poverty and makes it so anybody in a certain strata or class cannot work themselves out of it unless they do something fucking crazy, like join ICE or join the military during wartime or decide to chase an entertainment career or sell drugs. The system is created to make it so people have to do insane things so they can get out of the station that they were given in life. And what we're doing is undermining the whole way that we can change this by being like, what we can't do is focus on the young black woman. Now, sure, if somebody was like, every other ICE person makes sense except for this. Like, no, this is just a perfect example of how fucked the system is. But I think what it does is it shakes what everybody, or what, like, the mainstream idea of if we treat everybody equal despite race and sex and religion. Because we can control our opinions on that. We can't control the economic system. I mean, we can, but that takes a lot more organization. And, like, some people would actually have to sacrifice something to do that. I mean, saying that, like, you're a champion of peoples of color or people of different religions, that you literally don't have to do anything to do that. Like, yes, you have to, like, be open to change and being open to being wrong. But, like, what are you literally... You're giving up literally nothing but, like, preconceived notions on how you were raised to the world. Which you always kind of knew was wrong. But to see a young, black, attractive woman working for ICE shakes you to your core. Because you're like, well, we capitalize the being black now. I posted a black square for Black Lives Matter. I went to the No Kings rally to fucking protest ICE. Me and all my other nice white friends went and did this. And now there's a young, attractive black woman who is like the poster child for ICE on the internet right now, and everybody sharing it must be more racist than I am. Because she's living in a patriarchal, racist society, so she thinks that that's her only way out. Sure, there's that angle to it. If you want to be fucking ignorant to the rest of it. Now, white people, we don't need any sway. This isn't like some sort of poor white people. This is my disclaimer before I get into this. White people, we're great. We're doing okay. Comparatively, we're doing okay. They're not super coming for us yet. Like, a third of the people ICE has killed have been white people. But, like, it's fine. You know? We're not getting locked up in cages for months at a time. Our children aren't getting kidnapped by ICE to be taken to fucking concentration camps to be raped by ICE people. On the whole, white people are okay. Okay? Cool. We're all on the same page. But, like, the same reason that woman, I don't need to, like, stipulate her race or her attractive level all the time, but now we have established the exact woman we're talking about. The same reason that woman joined is partially the same reason that the fat fucking goatee having can't even pass a civil service test to become a cop and be racist the legal way. It's kind of the same reason that white guy's there is because his entire life he's been at a lower station than he feels like he believes he should be in. He's at a level of poverty that he's going to do something crazy, like blame people of different race, religion, creed, color, gender, sexual orientation. Instead of looking at himself in the mirror and looking at the society that they're in and looking at the people who quote unquote represent them, instead of doing all of that, I can get a $50,000, $40,000 signing bonus to get to play pretend and be a cop. And I get to go beat up the people who I think the problem are. And that might change my station in life. If I do this, I'll be respected by a certain level of society. Because getting a high school diploma and working at whatever factory doesn't exist anymore because the profits are more important than people and they move it to fucking China or like somewhere in South America or Central America or like all of his jobs are gone because the corporations he thinks he can be the head of someday, when those people already have rich parents and all of the connections. Now, sure, there's a few that make it through the cracks. There are a few actually self-made billionaires. Most of them are wives of billionaires who divorce them and get half of their money and become billionaires themselves. But most of the time, these billionaires are propped up by their families, who are already billionaires or already multimillionaires and can just siphon money into these programs and these things. It's the same reason why so many comics that are famous have rich parents. They can continue to fail and fail and fail and fail because they know they have the backup plan, and that's mommy and daddy's money. If they fail at this fucking art shit, they can always go and run some sort of fucking business. And then it's just like a weird phase in their life, right? That's the same thing as these entrepreneurs. And we were sold a fucking bill of goods, thinking that all we have to do is put our head down and fucking work. And then we'll get there. Sell your time at a rate that is convenient for the billionaires, and you can do it. Sign this paper, throw on a uniform, go risk your life for your country, quote-unquote country. Go risk your life for oil CEOs and business leaders. Once you come back, you're a hero. Then you can afford to go to school and get a degree and make something of yourself. You can get hired by another veteran-owned company. You're now part of the warrior class. You're not just another poor white boy from the middle of nowhere. Now you're a fucking hero. And you have a fucking Dodge Charger. That's better than any car anybody in your family has. But it's like when somebody wins the goddamn lottery. At the end of the day, you're still a slave to the fucking system that set you up to be poor and have to make those crazy decisions in the first place. And if some fucking bleeding heart, capital D Democrat, sees a picture of a young woman being in an ICE uniform and goes, well, what we can't do is make her an example. We need to show the other. We know the other examples. What we need to do is use her as a reason to show that it's not just about racism on why people will do this. It's a big part of it. Because what people will do when they're in, when they are struggling, is they will find a way to blame it on someone else instead of their actions, instead of the people they surround themselves with, instead of the environment that they were born into because of the system that we're in. They'll look and say, that brown person has a job that I or my friends or whatever could be doing. Like, I know a stupid person who should be picking, and now we're not equating immigrants and migrant workers or any, but by no means, don't get it twisted. We're cosplaying as somebody who would join ICE. I know somebody working at a gas station that should be fucking picking strawberries instead of this person. I know somebody who should be doing that shit work so then I can have their job. Like, I have to work so much harder because I have to climb another rung higher because I won't work for that rate. Or I feel like that job is below me. But I know people who should be doing it. Other white people. Other American citizens. Not some migrant workers trying to make their fucking worlds and lives better. And the reason why they're moving is because their fucking country is in shambles because of their economy. Probably because we fucking did it. Like, we can't identity politics our way out of this. I just don't understand how it's been a decade, a legitimate decade, and these fucking people will not wake up to the fact that a lot of racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, all the obias, all the isms, are the symptoms of a system set up by the 1%, by the richest of the rich, not even the 1%, the 0.01%, to make sure that we keep battling ourselves instead of realizing that they're the problem. There's 8 billion people in this world. How many billionaires are there? Yes, they have all the guns. Yes, there's a reason why they want the robots to take over everything. And it's because they can control the robots all the way. There's a reason why they want AI to make us stupider. It's so they can control our thoughts and make us pawns in what they want us to do. Because right now, it doesn't matter how uneducated, how fucking poor, how immoral they raise us to be, there's always that thought in the back of their head that we'll wake up and ruin their plans and come after them and ruin their station in life. Like, we want to say release all the Epstein files. But we're not doing anything about it. We're not doing anything with the information. Like, in the Epstein files, it has basically come out that the culture wars were made by the Epstein class to make us fight ourselves. It's that Gangs of New York fucking quote that's, like, based off of a real quote. It's, like, the one fucking steel oil fucking railroad baron of, at the end of the day, we can always hire one half of the poor to kill the other half. And it's lazy. It is lazy on our part to keep blaming racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia. Different scares people because if it's different, it might take what they have because the people in charge have fucking set it up that everybody's terrified that they'll lose what they have if someone different from them exists. And it's all because those at the top know what they're doing is wrong and are terrified that we'll figure it out. So sorry that a young, attractive black woman, capital B again, has to be a member of ICE. And sorry that that's a perfect example of the fucking bullshit that's going on right now. And it's unfortunate that she has to be the poster child for it right now. But we didn't hate the fucking videos of people of color yelling at other people of color ICE members when they're in the streets, telling them that they're working for the, like, that they're going against their own people. Because after doing that, we've realized that we're gonna have to make sacrifices to change anything. And we can't just fucking say that we want it to be better. We can't get together on a fucking Saturday and march down Michigan Avenue while the rich people take photos in front of the fucking Rolex store. While the cops, the signifiers of the oppressive class, are making sure that we stay on a designated path at a time and place that won't interrupt too much business that makes everybody the money, we realize that we have to, after a year now of this No Kings bullshit, of this, like, organized fucking protest movement, of just good white people taking time off of their fucking Saturday to go. I've been saying, it's protest season. The weather's nice now. Now all the protests are going to pop up again. It's not just when it's convenient. But it's you can tell that people have already kind of given up and have, like, taken the place that they know that they're going to have to actually sacrifice something to make any sort of change. And so they fall back on, we need to stop being so racist. This is the problem. As other people like us who are struggling, not the people who are causing the struggle. I hope that makes sense. I think we fucking ate on that little chat. A lot of famous people dying. Just a couple. Chuck Norris died. I was kind of disappointed at the lack of Chuck Norris actually not being invincible jokes coming through. Chuck Norris seemed like a good enough person. I didn't do any research on him. I only know about, I mean, I only, my parents watched Walker, Texas Ranger. I mean, my dad didn't have some sort of cop show that he didn't love because he wanted to cosplay as one. Because he grew up as a poor white boy, surrounded by poverty and people wanting to better their station in life, so they sell drugs. You know? But the thing that really put you... Conan O'Brien had the Walker, Texas Ranger lever. Where he would just take Walker, Texas Ranger clips out of context and show them. And it was very funny. That's my Chuck Norris. We just have to bring it up. Rest in peace, Chuck Norris. Robert Mueller, Robert Mueller. Who gives a fuck how you say his name? The ex-head of the FBI died. Now, those of you who believe that history started in 2016... see this man as a hero. I've seen multiple people sharing his fucking military record as a reason that he shouldn't be disrespected. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, when he died, Robert Mueller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R, so you can just know who I'm talking about. Instead of fucking killing me about pronunciations. I don't mean to disrespect anybody, especially the dead. But everybody who believes that history started in 2016. They see Robert Mueller as some sort of hero for somebody who stood up against Donald Trump and, like, led... the, like, Inquisition into, like, the Russians interfering with our election and interfering with Donald Trump and blah, blah, blah. Right? That's what we have him pegged for. And so they're like, he saved some people in whatever fucking war he was in. And we're gonna cape for him because we think he's a good person. Because he went against the guy... that we see as just like the image of all the evil that has ever happened in the world. And that's what Donald Trump is. He's a bad person. Arguably one of the worst people in history. The only reason why he has a station as president is because that lives in every single one of us. That greedy... success at any means necessary kind of feeling that we all have deep down in our heart. Because no matter, like, because of the system that we're in, if someone were to offer you $1 billion, you would kill your neighbor. I would have a hard time not doing it. It's the same thing of, like, the Riyadh Festival. If somebody came and was like, all you have to do is go to fucking Riyadh and do comedy, we'll give you $150,000. I'm fucking broke. $150,000 would literally change my life. Now, somebody who's making a decent living off of stand-up comedy, $150,000, you should be able to turn down. That's the problem. But we all have that in there. We're all for sale because we know what it's like to live in this society, and we know that money makes things better, and we know that we can do good with the money that we have. But we see a man who has money and just uses it to make sure other people have money that are the people with money and uses that in a bad way. That's why we hate him. He is that dark hole we all have inside of us, personified. So when we see somebody like Robert Mueller, who's the head of the FBI, who's like our fucking agent for change, he's going to really stick it to him by proving that fucking Russia had something. Like, we couldn't just lose the election. There's no way we could just lose an election by being smug and assuming that the status quo isn't working for everybody. And just assuming that our billionaires are more powerful than their billionaires. It had to be something else. Just because this guy, who's been in the system for decades, he's a white knight. So we have to fucking cape for him. We have to pretend that what he's doing, like, that he's a good person because he's going after the bad guy that we have. So what you do is you get on his team and you shame everybody else for dancing on his grave. Now, for the sitting president to put out a tweet or Truth Social post saying that he's happy that Robert Mueller's dead, it's not a good look. Not a good look at all. He's a bad person, okay? Shouldn't do that. Everybody's on the same page with that. But are we going to clutch our pearls every time this motherfucker does something like that? We talked about it last week. He made the Obamas into fucking chimpanzees for an AI video and posted it on his social media account. Oh, I cannot believe that he did this. The audacity of this man. You mean the representative in the White House of satanic, cannibalistic pedophiles would make a video of the Obamas as chimpanzees? Would put out a mean post about Robert Mueller right after he dies? Does he know no shame? A man who is bombing Iran and making things expensive for everyday people just because another country has the information that will shatter the world that we're in when we find out the people that we thought were in control were actually just terrible fucking satanic pedophile cannibals. And we're easily duped into doing this shit on camera and emailing about it and trying to get to these parties. We are shocked that that guy is going to be mean to the person who tried to get them in trouble. My stars. Grow the fuck up, dude. What is wrong with you? Sure, Robert Mueller saved some people in Nam or whatever the fuck. But let's just fucking glaze over what he did after 9/11. And how many lives he's fucking responsible for being ended in the Iraq War when he goes in front of Congress and lies and says that they have proof that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. How many lives were fucking lost then? Was it more than the fucking... Let's say he saved 20 lives in Nam. Good. Every single life is precious. We can agree on that. He did a heroic act. Good for him. But on the scales of truth and justice, if you believe in a God, if you believe in fucking karma, if you believe in any sort of, like, universal balance... This man is partially, in a pretty big part, responsible for the death of thousands. Now, I'm no mathematician. But it seems like thousands is more than 20. Let's say he saved 100 lives. Himself, personally. Does that counterbalance the world that we're living in currently right now, that he's partially responsible for what we're going through right fucking now. I know that you think that history started in 2016 when the bad man beat the lady that you thought should be the president because you could not wrap your fucking mind around the wife of a satanic pedophile not winning the presidency because she worked hard and put her head down and did everything she was supposed to. You know, the lady who said that hardworking Americans wouldn't vote for Barack Hussein Obama. We want to talk about dog whistles. What the fuck are we talking about? We all have heroes. I get it. We don't like it when they lose. We don't like looking at ourselves and going, okay, maybe I got it wrong. So it must be the Russians. It must be this bad man who did it. Not an entire system that has been set up for us to get fucked over and over and over again, where Robert Mueller goes in front of Congress and lies about weapons of mass destruction to help us go into Iraq, to start a war, just because we wanted access to those oil fields. When Donald Trump says that Iran's got nuclear, or is gonna have nuclear weapons, because we want access to the Straits of Hormuz, to all of their oil fields, because they're close to Israel, who has the information on our fucking pedophile president, because of all of those things. It's like if fucking, what's his name? Joe Kent. The guy who fucking stepped down from the counterterrorism task force, whatever the fuck, last week. It's like if, like now people are like, he's one of the good guys because he stepped down. He's not. In his fucking letter, he said that, like, he still believes in MAGA. He still believes in Donald Trump. He still believes in everything that he stands for, just not this war. That's what we're doing with Robert Mueller right now. We have to stop caping for bad people just because a person we hate more dislikes them. He's truly the lesser of all the evils. He didn't pull the trigger. He's not the one who made the decision to go into Iraq. He just played his part to make sure that they justified the lives of countless Americans and Iraqi citizens. But just because the bad man put out a fucking tweet or a Truth Social dancing on his grave before the body was cold. I cannot believe that he did that. Look at the balls on this guy. Look at the balls on you. You can't keep fucking doing this. Yes, it's very inconvenient that the world is a dark place, and it's not just because one bad guy is doing it. And oh no, you might not be able to go to Lululemon to make your ass look as good as it can. Or you won't be able to go to Starbucks. Oh, Wendy's is donating to fucking MAGA causes? But we thought that their snarky tweets were very... Wake the fuck up. None of these companies like you. None of these people like you. Do you know who kind of likes you? Your fucking neighbor who wears a red hat and got duped by the same system that you're getting duped by. Now, fuck anybody who still believes in MAGA. Like, at this point, they're beyond... there's no reason for them to still be on it. But you understand the point. I mean, you don't understand the point because you're fucking stupid. Or you're willingly... You're doing what MAGA does. You are willingly ignoring the truth just so you don't have to say that you were kind of wrong. That's what the fuck you're doing right now. Look at the balls on this guy. Fucking you this week. It's like these Pokemon Go fucks. I remember when Pokemon Go came out. God, did I make fun of everybody doing Pokemon Go. And guess who fucking... Guess who got shit on for making fun of Pokemon Go? Oh, God forbid people find something they like to do. Oh, God forbid people like something. We don't need to shit on everything, Ray. Do you know how many people are getting outside and exercising and walking for the first time? Do you know how much community is being made by Pokemon Go? These are all things that I got. I'm sure if I looked for it, I could find the messages. I could find the messages for somebody caping for these evil fucking corporations because they like the thing. Now understand, I like dumb shit too. Everybody's got... I love the NFL. I've got my shitty... They're a nonprofit. Technically. So look at the balls of this guy, me. I'm the first one to say that I'm hypocritical. I'm just not afraid to point out that I know that I'm wrong about things. It's a conversation that I had with somebody yesterday about the death penalty. I think the death penalty, capital punishment, should be abolished, except for billionaires. Now, is the killing of a specific type of person genocidal? Sure. Is genocide bad? Yes. We hate genocide here at the Comedy and Mushroom Cult podcast. Except for when it's billionaires. I think that that's fair. That's something that they chose to be. You know what I mean? And Pokemon Go... Guess what happened with Pokemon Go? And it was a big conspiracy theory back then. Oh my God. God forbid that we have a conspiracy theory. Another conspiracy theory that came true. Oh my goodness. I have messages from people. Oh, you think you're that important that they're tracking your phone? No, I don't think I'm that important that they're tracking my phone. They're tracking your fucking phone too. You dumb fuck. You fucking idiots let Coco, I think is the name of the company, purchase the data that whatever company runs Pokemon Go to train delivery robots. You know, robots that are stealing jobs from everyday Americans. The robots that run through the fucking bus stops. There was one of those stupid delivery things that ran through a bus stop window the other day that my tax dollars had to pay to replace, I'm sure. But you're right, the community that it built. Don't fucking talk to your friends and neighbors. Go catch an invisible fucking Pokemon, Pikachu, Gengar. Go do it, you know? Oh, you went for a walk in the park? God forbid you just go for a walk in the park alone with your thoughts for a couple of minutes. Be a goddamn human being. No, you have to be buried in your fucking phone, catching prints. And I'm bad with my phone. I understand that. Again, I'm as much of a hypocrite as anybody else. But what I'm not doing is walking around alone or with some other fucking nerds trying to catch pretend fucking... There was a Pokestop on fucking Epstein's Island. What? And these fucking people... Oh, we have to hate on everything? Yeah, if it's fucking stupid. Yes, if it's fucking stupid, and it's making it easier for these motherfuckers to take all of our jobs, make us less human, make us more isolated as a society, so we fight each other and see each other as the problem. Yes, we have to hate on that shit. That is my job. And fuck, I'm sick of being right about it. I would love to have been wrong about it. Hillary Clinton is selling Epstein Island merch right now. Put me in contempt until the cows come home. She made that into fucking t-shirts that go towards left-leaning charities. I'm 100% sure that she's the chair on some of them. Pictures of her husband in a fucking hot tub with people that are basically probably underage. Well, I'm not going to comment on that. Well, obviously you're not, because you knew it was going on. And we're not going to comment on that, because our girl boss is sticking it to the fucking conservatives. Bill Clinton's not in jail yet. We said if he needed to be in jail, he should be in jail. Where the fuck is he in jail? He's still free. We were praising them for saying that they weren't going to go testify. When 24 hours before that, we were saying, put him in jail with the rest of them. But Pizzagate, that's a conspiracy. Anthony Bourdain being killed, or killing himself, when he's, like, married or engaged to a woman who is involved with that whole Israeli group, that's a conspiracy theory. Chester Bennington being killing himself in a very similar manner as Anthony Bourdain when his fucking nonprofit for abused children is getting close to making some sort of statement about things that they found. You're right, that's a conspiracy. It's all fucking crazy. Except for when it comes out. And then nobody, not a single fucking person, comes out and tells the people that have been telling people to look out for this shit for a decade plus. Nobody... I don't need to hear that I'm... I know that I'm right. The fucking news is telling me that I'm right. Your fucking politicians that you cape for, they're saying that I'm right. But keep saying that we're fucking crazy. Oh, Donald Trump's people are playing the market and they're using Kalshi to make bets when they know things are going to happen 15 minutes later. But Nancy Pelosi's a fucking hero when she's made millions on the stock market on insider trading, even when 60 Minutes goes after them. Well, why are we only focusing on the Democrats that do it? Because you fucking idiots... Because you are the ones who are trying to say that one half is good, the other half is bad, just because the half that is good on your side wants women and people of color and fucking gay people and trans people. They want them to be evil on the same level too. Not because it's all fucked, and it's very difficult to look at yourself in the mirror and say that you've been wrong, that you've been vilifying your friends and your neighbors and the people who are just like you, because a small group of people at the top No, it's not a it's not like five or six people. Oh, it's hard to organize the fuck. It's not. We're seeing time and fucking time again that it's not. They do it on fucking Gmail. And when it's our people, we want to ignore that it happened. When it's their people, we want to vilify them. This is the left. This is the right. The people who pay attention to me just so happen to be more on the left. So I'm going to rally on them harder. Because we should all agree that the people on the right are terrible. But guess what? Our fucking representatives are fucking trash too. And yes, when it boils down to believing a person is a person, I agree. We should probably have the representatives that think all of these people are people, but they think that they are just other people that they can extort and get money from and have them fight against other people just like them. And we have it in fucking writing that it was made up to make you fight against your neighbor, to make sure that the people at the top stay in control of us. They make it so we ignore that we can't afford fucking food. Deodorant's fucking $10 a stick. Deodorant. Huh? We have ice in the fucking airports. So we can't travel somewhere easily. It's not just because of racism. It's because of control. Everybody wants control. And when you point out that the people they think will give us more control are bad too, they don't like it. They don't like that the thing that they do for fun can be used against them. Now, if you still want to do it, while knowing that it's bad, fine, that's a choice you make. I enjoy the NFL every Sunday, every Thursday, every Monday night. I've been waiting all day for Sunday night, okay? I know that the league is owned and ran by billionaires who get that money to buy our entertainment by suppressing the workforce. I understand that. I choose to ignore that for my entertainment. But I know it. You at least have to know it. You can go chase the imaginary fucking Pikachu out in the wild. But just know that you're training robots that are stealing jobs from people like you. The same low-paying jobs that immigrants come into this city or into this country looking for and have to, the gig economy jobs that people like me or other people trying to do something different are being stolen by fucking robots. So now the job market's tougher and we have to blame fucking the brown guy. We have to blame the trans woman. We have to blame, we cannot just look at ourselves and go, the choices that we made because we're being influenced by a group of fucking evil billionaires. We can't look at ourselves in the mirror and say that we were tricked and we were duped and now we have to do something about it. This is a real fun podcast. This was really funny. I hope you guys enjoyed our little pep talk here. At Ray Roberts Comedy, on Instagram, on Cash App. Well, that's $ Ray Roberts Comedy. Venmo. God, use the evil corporations to give me attention and to give me money. You know? Let's see if I walk the walk when I get rich, okay? Wouldn't that be better? I could be your evil billionaire that you cape for. I'm not even looking for billions. I'm not even looking for millions. There was a thing on Threads the other day of, like, if you got paid $100,000 for every day that you don't shower, how many days could you go without showering? And I said, 2. I could go for more. I've gone 3 or 4 days without a shower. Some of us have depression. It happens. But let's go to, if I'm getting paid $100,000 a day not to shower, let's do 2. That's $200,000. I think that that's more than enough money for me right now. That would solve 100% of the problems that I have. As if I got $10,000, that would solve every problem that I have right now. So why would I go without showering for more than 2 days? I'm not greedy. Give me $1 million. Let's see what I do with it. But the important thing is, I know that this is going after all of that. I know that this seems sour grapes. I know that this seems ironic. I know that this seems like I'm being sarcastic about it. But we're still in the fucking game. And all of this is going to be worth it. One way or another. And if it's not, whatever. We are monkeys on a fucking rock in the middle of space that have a consciousness for some reason. We're basically born just to die, and nobody's going to remember you anyways. Why not try to do it the best you can? What could it hurt? Because guess what? If the Christians are right, if the fucking Buddhists are right, if the Islamists are right, Muslims, whatever, if all of the people who say that there's something after this are right, wouldn't you want to just hedge your bets by being a good person? Why not give it a go? Why not do the best you can? Help your fucking neighbor out. Kill a billionaire. All right, guys. I love you, and I hope you have a good day. The world's heavy. Don't take it out on yourself. Find a billionaire and kick him into a body of water. Bye.